Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I've never heard a tiger roar that's not loud. Every time he does something, does something well, makes a birdie, whatever it might be, there's always a roar. And, I heard it at the PGA. You definitely hear it here. And it's always funny, too, because when they post it on the boards up ahead, you hear even more roars. So, I enjoy that. It's fun. And it's fun to see and compete against the best.
And again, Koepka was one of those guys, along with Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler and Bubba Watson, that all waited around to congratulate Tiger as he walked through to sign his card to make sure everything was official. It was pretty cool to see.
I just wonder what that moment's got to be like, because you can hear about it and you can have watched it growing up, but to then have to live in it, to live in that moment where you hear that, where you see the dominance firsthand, and all of a sudden you're in the receiving end of what you watched for so many years. I can't imagine the conflicting emotions you've got as a young player who finds yourself in that spot.
Well, you're also trying to focus through. I mean, so much of this conversation is about focus for Tiger and also focus for the people that Tiger was playing against. I mean, you've got to find a way to sort of block all of that out and get through your own, and that's not something anybody else was capable of doing. Now, it could have been that everybody else just had a rough final day. I get that. But it definitely feels like Tiger effect. It feels like that roaring crowd. I mean, if we're seeing it on TV and feeling it on TV, it has to be palpable there, too, when you're playing in the middle of it.
Well, that was the amazing thing. Not just what he did, but who he did it against. I mean, again, not only has Koepka won three of the last six, and he's won the PGA last year and the U.S. Open last year, Francesco Molinari has been the best player in golf in the world over about the last 13 or 14 months. And to see him falter on 12. We had Curtis Strange on with us a little earlier, and he alluded to the fact that, yeah, that was once again the Tiger effect in display. I mean, four of the final six guys stood on the 12th tee, because again, they were out in groupings, not pairings, because of the weather that came in. Four out of the six, dunkage on 12. And as soon as Molinari hit that, Tiger Woods did the exact right thing. The Jack Nicklaus line is, when in doubt, if you're not sure about the yardage or the pin because of the wind conditions, put it right over the middle of those two bunkers, get your two putts, and get out of there. He did that. Tiger walks away with a three. Molinari's two-shot lead goes away because he makes a double, and boom, game on at that point. To see Molinari flinch was really, really surprising. What's even more surprising is to have someone want to come in and call and talk about sports when they don't have to. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the big man, Mike Golic, down in South Carolina, as he gets set to, beat Tiger Woods for a little bit in his own way today as part of Darius Rucker's Monday after the Masters tournament. Big man, were you surprised with what we saw Sunday at Augusta?
Oh, man, unbelievably surprised. And I got to watch it in the greatest way, Trey, that I think you would appreciate. We had a practice round yesterday, so we were golfing. And because they moved up the time, obviously we were going to golf early to watch the Masters late, but they moved the time up early. So we all had our phones out with the live TV broadcast while we were golfing. We were watching this, and then we all finished in time to get into the clubhouse by the 16th hole to all watch it together, the last three holes. So stunning to me. Listen, I was one. I heard Mike talking about it. I was one. I said, I don't think he's ever going to win a major again, thinking of what he had to overcome. Obviously, myself and many people were wrong about that. And I don't know what was – that was obviously shocking, but Molinari kind of dumping in the water twice may have shocked me even more, because that guy had been like a robot.
It was really interesting, and I think we all saw the same thing too, Dad, which was everyone seemed to be rooting for Tiger. I mean, was there any pushback down there? Because it seemed to be such universal support from the mob for Tiger Woods, and seeing that play out at Augusta had to be kind of jarring for the other players there.
Oh, I think so as well. There was one guy I was golfing with said, not only do I hate Molinari, I hate his name. I mean, I'm like, wait, come on. Good guy. I mean, please. But I mean, yes, it was rabid. People were rabid for this. It was incredible. That's why the round took so long, because we're taking time watching shots in between our own shots. I mean, it was incredible. And then for him to do it for the first time at this age, after all he went through, and doing it from being behind at the beginning of the day, something he'd never done, was amazing. Because then he ties it up and we're thinking, okay, can he hold it? There's Molinari, really, that's the person you're thinking, that guy's not going to make a mistake. Tiger's got to catch him. Okay, he catches him. Can he hold it? Now Molinari falls back. And by the way, how awful does Koepka got to feel missing that birdie putt on 18 the way ended up Tiger? Now, maybe Tiger plays a hole differently, though. That second shot on 18, you know, it was kind of a bad one for Tiger. But Koepka could have been right there if that putt rolls in on 18 for his birdie.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson missed that same putt, and Tiger missed that almost exact same putt for a par. So it seemed like that putt fooled everybody down the stretch.
Yeah, it did. So, but hey, the bottom line is, too, I saw the split screen of 97 of Tiger hugging his father, and then here the first hug he had for his son. I mean, if that doesn't just go make you go, wow, I mean, what does? I mean, the emotion of sport, the emotion for what he had to come back from, of just getting his back fused just to have a regular life. But now, then to be able to pick up a golf club again and win the Masters again and make all of us eat crow who thought he would never win again. And now, I heard you ask the question to Curtis Strange. We're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what's at Pebble, at Bethpage, you know, Pebble Beach, he's done this, he's done that. Everybody's plotting out like we do with any championship team. Can you do it again? It's now like, okay, Tiger, when can we do this thing again?
We're talking to Mike Golic, host of this show on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Mike, as a former athlete, when you get this sort of monkey off your back in this comeback moment for Tiger, what does it mean for an athlete moving forward?
I think it's a freeing moment, because there's no doubt, there was doubt in Tiger's mind whether he could do it again when he was starting this back surgery after back surgery after back surgery. Then he gets the win last year, so there's a little bit of, okay, I feel a little bit of release from that. I know I can win a tournament. But we all know for Tiger, for so long, it's been just about majors. And he had been in contention for majors last year, but he couldn't close the door. And everybody, if you take some truth serum yesterday, you were thinking, he's not going to do it. You know, he's knocking on the door, but we saw this year before. Don't think he has it in him to finish. And then when he was there, and then when he gets the two-shot lead, you're like, oh, my God, I think he's going to do it. And I think for him, there had to be some freeing moment as well, from an athlete coming back from some things to you find that moment that says, yes, I can do it. And it kind of frees you up. Physically, we saw him playing well, but mentally to say, yeah, I can jump over that hurdle, and I did. So, you know, as long as that back holds up, and he's still in his 40s, so you never know what little nicks can happen or what little injuries can happen. But, boy, the mind being free has got to be one of the best things about it.
Yeah, because golf will turn your brain into pudding. There's just no question. You can think your way out of a lot of really good scores in golf. There's no question about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.